Welcome to our celebration of life. Welcome to our celebration of Easter, of returning, of being here in community. Today is Flower Communion, a tradition that comes to us from the Czech Republic, the Unitarian Church there, that reminds us of the joy that comes from being together. Each of you has been invited to bring just one flower. And if you don't have a flower, our ushers can provide you with one. And it may be a flower that you've grown yourself, one that you've purchased with care. In all cases, each flower has a special association. Perhaps there are memories and experiences that live in that flower for you. You may regard this flower as perhaps representing yourself. Look at it for a moment. Let its beauty, let its power sink in. And as happens with all things that are beautiful, I'm going to ask that you give it away. In a moment, our ushers will come down with junior ushers to collect your flowers so that we can unite them today in worship. Our worship reminds us that it is important to give and to receive. Blessing to him.
join together in singing. Please stand as you are able. We'll sing hymn number 61 from the Gray Hymnal, Lo, the Earth Awakes Again. 61.
We will be sharing in a series of readings and reflections this morning. You can simply allow the words to enter in by listening, or if you wish, you can follow along in the purple piece of paper in your order of service. The first reading is For a New Beginning by John O'Donohue. In out-of-the-way places of the heart, where your thoughts never think to wander, this beginning has been quietly forming, waiting until you were ready to emerge. For a long time, it has watched your desire, feeling the emptiness growing inside you, noticing how you willed yourself on, still unable to leave what you had outgrown. It watched you play with the seduction of safety and the gray promises that sameness whispered, heard the waves of turmoil rise and relent, wondered, would you always live like this? Then the delight, when your courage kindled and out you stepped onto new ground, your eyes young again with energy and dream, a path of plenitude opening before you. Though your destination is not yet clear, you can trust the promise of this opening. Unfurl yourself into the grace of beginning that is at one with your life's desire. Awaken your spirit to adventure. Hold nothing back. Learn to find ease in risk. Soon you will be home in a new rhythm, for your soul senses the world that awaits you.
We offer a few questions for your reflection. If you wish, there'll be a moment or two where you can write on your piece of paper, or you can just focus on one of the questions and hold it up in your heart as to how these apply to you or your community. What in you is waiting to emerge? Remember a time when you stepped onto new ground. What kindled your courage? What is the promise of this new opening in our lives together? Our mission is building beloved community, and a day like this, from 8 o'clock in the morning till 1 o'clock in the afternoon, there's so much richness of interaction. Folks who are visiting for the first time, folks from out of town. We have a lot of babies and toddlers and little ones around. And we have folks who have been coming for 45 years and everything in between. So it's very rich today. We're so glad to have everyone together. And I want to lift up a few folks. It's a fear to be incomplete in the list, but there's some folks who are on our minds with joy and concern that I want to lift up. Kenny Chambers Jr. is here, still recovering, and it's so great to have you in the sacred house. And Signe Lalish Manah, I think was here for sure, is still here. Her due date is today. Ani. So that family is in our heart. So Soyini Powell is up in the choir, recovering a week into her recovery from shingles. Crystal Penn had some complications with a sinus infection and had to undergo surgery this week. Monet Klein Scarce is just in her first days of experimenting with her cochlear implant turned on for increased hearing. So she's in a whole new chapter of her life, and we surround her with love in that new beginning. And I also lift up Bill Hoyt, Kathy Bonanno, and Dolores Hill, who are continuing to go through health struggles and receive support. We lift up everybody in this room and beyond, everyone connected to you who's going through troubles, lift them up in our heart. I invite you now to connect to your breath, kids. Especially, can you pay attention to your breath? Think about your breath and how much it gives you. We're so lucky to be here with breath in our lungs. This is a special place where people come together for Easter and celebrating new beginnings. This is a place for theists and agnostics, atheists, and many other people who don't need to be put in any of those categories. I invite you to lift up in your mind's eye miracles that you witness and human beings who go through resurrection. How do you witness people who rise again with hope? How do you witness in your life people who rise again with love and healing? How do you witness people who rise again with forgiveness and wisdom? With spirit and grace, inner strength and community, may we rise to life and help others to do the same.
A reading by Rosh Hani, The Unbroken. There is a brokenness out of which comes the unbroken, a shatteredness out of which blooms the unshatterable. There is a sorrow beyond grief which leads to joy, and a fragility out of whose depths emerges strength. There is a hollow space too vast for words, through which we pass with each loss, out of whose darkness we are sanctioned into being. There is a cry deeper than all sound, whose serrated edges cuts the heart. As we break open to the place inside, which is unbreakable and whole, while learning to sing.
We lift up for each to consider. Where are you experiencing the tension between wholeness and brokenness in your life right now? What has been your experience of joy emerging from sorrow? Describe the place inside you that is strong and unbreakable. What is the song in your heart right now?
Me flowers to strew thy way. I got me boughs of many a tree, but thou wast up by break of day and brought thy sweets along with thee. The sun arising in the He gave light and the east perfume. If they should offer to contest the with thy arising, they presume. Can there be any day but this, though many suns to shine and ever? We count 300, but we miss. There is but one, and that one. Bade me welcome, yet my soul drew back, guilty of dust and sin. but quick-eyed love, observing me grow slack from my first entrance in, drew nearer to me, sweetly questioning if I lacked anything. A guest, I answered, worthy to be here. Love said, you shall be he. I, the unkind, ungrateful, my dear, I cannot look on thee. Love took my hand and smiling did reply, oh, made the eyes but I, truth, Lord, but I have marred them, lest my shame glow where it doth deserve. And you know you not, said love, oh, bar the blame, my dear, then shall sit down, my love, and taste my meat. So I did sit and eat.
I invite the children to come back to the chancel to help me, to help our congregation do something that only children can do, bless our flowers. So all of our children, please join me up on the chancel. Come, come, come. Let's sit on the steps. Let's not lose our script. Okay, come, come. Let's all gather around, and if someone actually come in so that we make a circle all around the flowers. All right, let's make a circle all around. We're surrounding the flowers with all of our beautiful, warm energy, our smiles, our laughter. All right. Now I'm going to ask you to say these words after me, okay, while we bless the flowers. And as we say them, can you put out your hands? Put out like maybe one hand. Wiggle it a little bit. Okay, good, good, good. So we're wiggling them over the flower because we're blessing them with our special energy. And we want them to bless us with their special energy. So as we're wiggling, wiggle, 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 you'll say after me, may these flowers remind us of love. May they remind us of community. Our friends, our families, and our loved ones who are far away. And may they also help us to remember this precious life, which is our gift. Now let's stay here for just a moment while Reverend Kent processes the flowers so that the entire congregation can see this beautiful bouquet that we all get to see. It looks like the congregation's getting to see how all of our beautiful flowers come together and become one. And as Kent comes forward, the ushers are going to come forward as well to prepare to distribute. Now you guys can go back to your seats, and you're going to help your parents now to consecrate the flowers. And I invite the congregation now to turn in your hymnals to reading number 724, Consecration of the Flowers. 724. And we will read it in unison. Infinite Spirit of life, we ask thy blessing on these, thy messengers of fellowship and love. May they remind us amid diversities of knowledge and of gifts to be one in desire and affection and devotion to thy holy will. May they also remind us of the value of comradeship, of doing and sharing alike. May we cherish friendships as one of the most precious gifts. May we not let awareness of another's talents discourage us or sully our relationships, but may we realize that whatever we can do, great or small, the effort of all of us are needed to do thy work in this world. As the flowers are distributed, I ask that you pick a flower that you did not bring. And in so doing, you are picking the life, memory, story of someone here in our beloved community. It is from giving and receiving that we worship.